The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Music, movies and more. On Radio 2.
Okay, time now then for three of your big showbiz stories of the day. If you're ready.
Three.
And we'll start off with Barry Manilow. He has returned to the stage in New York after being sidelined with bronchitis. And then, bless him, he got the flu. Love a bit of Barry Manilow. It's the first time the 69-year-old star has performed on Broadway in more than 20 years. And he says he's tailored the show specifically for the diehard fans.
Me and my band, we got my catalog down. It's basically a greatest hit show, and it's a real audience show. It was just, God, I sound hoarse, so I gotta shut up. Nice talking to you all.
Two.
Elsewhere, at 66 years old, Sylvester Stallone still performs the majority of his own stunts. Now, the star has gone back to his action movie roots in a brand new film, Bullet to the Head. It's premiered in New York, and Stallone joked that the young stars in the film keep him on his toes.
You just wanna beat him up. Only because they're competent, you're young, so they bring out your best. You just want to, so it's that kind of thing. So I appreciate the youthful exuberance because it wakes you up.
Fair enough, wakes you up. Nice one, thanks.
One.
And finally, Beyoncé has been rehearsing for her performance at the Super Bowl for 3 months. She's very nervous after being accused of miming at Barack Obama's inauguration last week. She was criticised for miming the American national anthem, so has been preparing to perform live at a high-profile sporting event on Sunday since the end of October. Apparently, she's not being paid to perform at the event, but her production costs are estimated to be in the region of $600,000. Wow.
The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Log on to boulevarddubai.com. Music, movies, and more. The Lowdown on Radio 2.